Thanks, Guy. So, Ad ID, firstly, how many people here interact with advertising in your jobs? We have some. The Ad ID, for those of you who don't interact with advertising, and some of you who do interact with advertising, Ad ID is the unique identifier and metadata source for ads. So think about this, if you've got ads that are running across different platforms, they have to have a unique identifier so that you can measure and operationalize and properly serve those ads. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the advertising panel later on. But the idea is having a unique identifier. We are a joint venture of the American Association of Advertising Agencies and the Association of National Advertisers. And this year, Ad ID is celebrating its 15th anniversary. And I hear some of the people here talking about years of working away at standards. Ad ID has been working at the advertising standards space for 15 years. The good news is about 15 years ago, we had less than 100 advertisers. We're over 3,000 now, getting close to 4,000. We've served 2.7 million identifiers. The challenge we have is that in the world of advertising, you've probably got it somewhere like 10,000 advertisers in the ecosystem. So we're about a third of the market. When you talk about large advertisers, we certainly have the vast majority of large advertisers. And one of the things that we talk about, we hear a lot about this, is cross-platform. When we look at the need for monetizing assets across platforms, the advertising industry is very big about talking about terrestrial media or traditional media and digital media. The reality is that everything that we deal with is digital. And how many people here have heard of the new television standard called ATSC 3.0? Okay. ATSC 3.0 changes over-the-air television to be over IP, over Internet Protocol. All of a sudden, all of the things that we can do in terms of IP delivery of content, we can do the same thing now with over-the-air. Dynamic ad insertion, addressable advertising, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But the idea is we need common standards in the advertising ecosystem to be able to uniquely identify ads and to be sure that they're measured correctly and that the same consumer doesn't get the same ad back to back or back to back to back or back to back to back to back. How many people have had an experience where you see the same ad two or three times over and over again? In a lot of ways, it's an identification problem, it's a metadata problem, and it's an interoperability problem. When you start talking about the variety of vendors that are involved in that ecosystem, all of these platforms interact with each other now. And when you start to think about, you're moving from your over-the-air, watching linear television, and then you're moving to your Roku or an Apple TV, or you're moving to your mobile device, you want to be sure that your advertising experience is seamless. You want to make sure that you don't see that same ad 70 times in the same day. Frequency capping. But the idea is that advertising interoperability is a practice that becomes very important as we get further and further into the cross-platform consumption. So one of the challenges that Ad ID has is cost. Everybody talks about the benefits of unique identification and metadata and interoperable systems, but at the end of the day, there's a cost involved in registration. Well, for the large advertisers, for any large advertiser, the most that they'll spend for Ad ID in a 12-month period is $25,000. But for a small advertiser, they might not, Ad ID begins with a prefix. First four characters identifies the advertiser and the product. Well, we have gone progressively lower in terms of the cost of that one-time licensing of a prefix. 15 years ago, it was a $1,500 fee. Took it from $500 down to $400. At the end of last year, we said if that is the biggest barrier, a $400 one-time charge is a barrier. Well, at the end of last year, we removed that barrier. And the good news is, in the first 2 months of this year, we've gotten several hundred new small advertisers using Ad ID who said, geez, if all I got to do is pay a $30 fee to register my ad, not a big deal. I produce two or three ads a year. That's $60. And then I can actually make sure that my ads can run online and over the top. So it's about, we've listened to our customers, we've listened to the industry, and removed some barriers. We've worked with the IAB Tech Lab. Anybody who here who has heard of the IAB Tech Lab? Okay. The Interactive Advertising Bureau has this group called the Tech Lab, and they develop the standards. You know, we talk about standards. We talk about standards in layers. We talk about the identification and metadata layer, which is foundational. That's master data. And then you talk about the standards that actually interact with the operations and our workflow-related standards. The IAB Tech Lab has a thing called VAST, the Video Ad Serving Template. We've worked with the IAB to build a variety of use cases as to why unique identification of ads is important. So that got published last year, and anybody wants to get me over the break, I'll give you my business card, and you can certainly get a copy of that, or you can actually get it off of our website. The other thing that we've done is we have this API called Complete External Access, launched it in 2016. Good news is, now used by over 13 companies. A lot more companies, a lot more media publishers to go, but it's a beginning, it's a starting point. And nearly 800,000 API calls have been made already. The other piece of news, and we talked a lot about mezzanine files and interop and IMF and master formats, AdID and the advertising industry and a group called AICP, the Association of Independent Creative Producers. AICP merged. AICP merged with a group called AICE, Creative Editors, and we have released together this new file delivery format. It's been covered in some of the major magazines in the industry, the Shoot Magazine and Studio Daily, and it was in the Media Entertainment Daily a couple of weeks ago. The idea is that this is now a single format. You know, ad producers used to have 20 or 30 different formats that they're, whether you're talking about online ad servers or talking about commercial distribution companies, 20 or 30 different formats. Well, we've consolidated that down to one, and we're spending a lot of time in the advocacy of that single format. The other big thing about that format is it has a container for a unique identifier. So the ad ID for that ad is actually embedded inside the file. So to go along with that, we actually worked with the guy with Media Info, and if those of you who are involved in any kind of production are probably used to, have seen this interface before, this Media Info interface. We've added a new product Media Area's suite of tools, one which is called MOV Meta Edit, which allows the embedding of the ad ID into that ProRes file. And then now if you've got the latest versions of Media Info, you actually get the ad ID read right out of the file. So that ID is just another element of metadata embedded inside the file. Again, making life easier for people, whether you're in workflow, whether you're in distribution, whether you're in measurement, it becomes much easier. So the last thing I want to talk about, and this is sort of my turnover to Kip, AdID and EITR have been working for the last several years with a group called CIM, the Coalition for Innovation in Media Measurement. CIM has a project that they started off calling TAXI, the Trackable Cross-Platform Asset Identification. That's a mouthful. We have an open standard watermark for ads and content. So we're calling this initiative TAXI Complete. And TAXI Complete is really a SMPTE standard watermark, an open standard watermark that'll be licensed through Kantar for both ads and content. We're going to talk more about that at NAB, but the idea is now you start thinking about all the use cases relating to having an open standard watermark, whether it's measurement, dynamic ad insertion, whether it's second screen experiences. Now you don't have to license a proprietary watermark, or you don't have to negotiate with a proprietary watermark. You have this open standard that then is licensed on a RAND basis, reasonable and non-discriminatory. And you know, so you really will start to see some innovation coming out. So again, you've got a little bit more information on your tables there about TAXI Complete and NAB. So if you're at NAB and have some time on Tuesday afternoon, find your way to the Advanced Advertising Pavilion and join us. Thank you.